Welcome to Hammer News!
No!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpito. He's Canadian Station of Beer and Wonder. Wide.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Cyberserver.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Otter, how are we?
We got taken out back yesterday. If it wasn't for the Titans cover, I would be deposit boy, but got a little bit of money in the account.
Okay. How was your weekend?
Yesterday, my friend.
How was your weekend, Gumpy?
Stock. Footy was good all weekend. College was good Saturday. Yesterday, Falcons and the Rams pushing +3 was pretty heartbreaking. Yeah,
those were pretty heartbreaking, weren't they?
Yeah. The Rams, fuck off.
Yeah, what? I mean,
that team stinks.
That was the worst defensive setup I've ever seen in my life.
That team stinks.
I mean, great win by your Dolphins, Gumpy. Awesome. I mean, the 3 points, not covering the 4. Just goddamn, that was me all fucking day yesterday.
That game was sitting at 3 points all fourth quarter, pretty much too.
Yeah, that was. It was tight. It was fun. It was an absolute.
Dolphins kept going for it on fourth down. What's your coach doing?
Well, if he hits what's his name, that game's over.
To Waddle, like, that one.
Yeah, the only play I have a problem with was the run. Run play they did on 3rd and 2 before the 4th down they went for. Like, that was the same run play they ran against the Steelers, Tony, twice and couldn't get a 1st down.
No.
It's not going to work. And Trent Green.
What do you got? What's what?
That guy stinks on the call. Tua was 10 for 10 with 2 TDs, and he was asking why the Dolphins won't run the ball. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, good question, man. Yeah, that's fucking good.
We don't need to run the ball right now. The guy's fucking dealing.
It's a good question. I had a decent weekend. Good in college. 2-0 yesterday. I need to stop betting parlays.
Yeah, me too. Cardinals cost me about $11,000.
So I was 12-5 on the weekend, straight up picks. I had to deposit this morning.
That was
the worst.
Oh no!
I have a 10-teamer that is 8-1 with the Saints +7.5. That was for $7,000, and then I had a 6-teamer with the Cardinals that lost $3,000 on the Cardinals leg.
You lost $3,000, or it was gonna win $3,000?
No, yeah, in terms of opportunity,
opportunity costs.
I lost like $11,000 on the Cardinals.
Well, you're gonna make people think that you're fucking got $3,000 units.
Well.
West Virginia.
If the Buccaneers didn't win, I would be dead as a doornail right now, speaking of thousands of dollars.
Hey, shout out Flight Line.
Shout out Flight Line. That was wicked fast.
Fucking wicked fast.
Yeah, retired now. And they sold 2.5% of it at like a $150 Jesus. Million dollar valuation.
Jesus.
Go on.
That's absurd. All right, let's look at the weekend that was a little bit. Roll through it. That was Thursday. Chargers, Falcons. Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, 10-0 Falcons, 14-10 Chargers, back and forth. Mariota, did you see Mariota miss the deep ball to Pitts? That would have.
I didn't think that was that bad of a ball, though. What was Pitts doing?
I don't know. I mean, it was on both of them. But then Eckler fumbling, and then dude, those two teams. That's exactly how that game should have went.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Dolphins played a very similar, not they didn't go down and have to come back, but I feel like the game was similar to the one against the Lions where the Dolphins and Bears, both over teams right now, big time.
Our defense is going to get us at some point.
Yeah, back to back, great
in,
second
in their
half.
Defense, yeah. In their defense, mm-hmm. both games that we've won, they've gotten stops when they needed to
yeah.
win the game.
Like yeah. it's like all of a sudden they show up in the 3rd and 4th quarter and get you those like 2-3 key stops.
Yeah,
and I like Melvin Ingram not having to play every down.
For sure.
He looked really good. He had a sack yesterday.
Yeah,
Jalen Phillips, the dog, man. He had the block punt, but I don't know how Fields is fucking going, man.
No, Ingram's gonna be best like 12-15 plays a game. Just
yeah.
Pin his ears back and go. Bengals, Panthers.
man.
I know. Bengals, Panthers, never close.
Yeah, that was a lock.
Actually, over was one of my only bets that I actually hit.
Yesterday. There you go. Are you done?
What's that?
Are you done with the Packers?
Raiders?
Are you done with the Packers?
I'm fucking out of the Packers.
I'm not. The only thing I'm done with is the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler's so hard to watch.
Oh, no. Great spot for the Cardinals getting 3.5 with the Rams this weekend. Sign me up.
There's only one way to go. There's only one way to go with that one, and it's under. I already put the bet in.
Get me away from that game.
Give me the Seahawks getting points in goddamn Germany, dude.
What are we doing there?
We're betting the fucking Seahawks, dude.
Yeah, no, I know. I didn't mean like, what are we doing there? I'm taking the Seahawks. But at what point during that game yesterday did you think the Bucs or Rams, either of that team, is good? Nobody did, right?
That was there was two games on, and I literally couldn't watch that game.
Cardinals, so Bucs, Rams. They all looked terrible. Okay, so what kind of coach do we think Jeff Saturday is going to be? Because 26-3, Pats over Colts.
The only issue here, Tony, after yesterday, I am done with the fucking Raiders. 20-0.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Twenty fucking nothing, man.
Yep.
It's the second time this year they've been up at least 17-0 and they've lost. It's just unfucking believable.
All you have to do is throw the fucking ball to Devontae Adams every play.
Because ETN's a dog.
I mean, Jacobs also didn't have any fucking rushing yards until like basically the third fucking quarter, and then they just absolutely stunk.
Yeah, that did happen.
Derek Carr stinks, dude. This was Derek Carr's chance to prove he was actually a good quarterback. He's done. He might be the Colts quarterback next year.
I would not.
That sounds right, actually.
That's exactly right. The Jets, Bills under. Boom, ba da doom. I was more shocked.
What? Josh Allen's pick on that first drive. Like, what was that?
Yeah, he had to have not seen him.
He literally just.
How did he not see him?
I don't. He basically threw it underhand to him and said, "Here, take this."
What the fuck? Oh,
he's like a full yard and a half. That was
the moment for all the fucking NFL is rigged people to get their tweets out.
Well, the throw to Sauce too, was it? I mean, there was no one around for that one either. Jets does
threw two of those the week before against Green Bay too.
He did. Jets have a good defense. They are a great under team right now. Great. There's a lot of.
They're good football.
Let's just roll. I mean, just unders have been hitting awesome. But, I mean, as far as great under teams, Colts are a great one. Pats are a great one. Jets are a great one. How about Vikings? Vikings keep finding a way to eke it out. Is it? Are you coming around on them?
Oh, no. Like, they're good. They're good, but I don't, like, we get to the playoffs, like, looking at this right now, Tony, please tell me how the 49ers are not representing the NFC in the Super Bowl if they're healthy.
They really should.
You don't like the Eagles?
Please.
You don't like the Eagles?
You can't. I think
the Eagles could lose that first playoff game on a bye. Team comes in off a big win, just steals one.
Here's why I like the Eagles, and it's because up
trenches.
Front, yes, yeah. Offensive line, defensive line, great.
Absolutely.
Great.
I think Fred Warner can deal with it, though.
Huh?
I just think the 49ers defense will be able to deal with the Eagles offense more than vice versa.
If the Niners are fully healthy, I just don't see how they don't get to the bowl.
I think the Eagles and Niners are the exact same football team.
They are very similar.
One has a quarterback that is very, very, very good with his feet, and one does not.
Well, I know that. Jalen Hurts, better runner than Jimmy G. I wish.
Fucking past is different than pizza, too, Mitt.
What did you just call it?
I mean, pasta. Fucking pasta.
Pasta gravy.
Pasta from blue line to blue line.
How do you see them as the same football team? That makes no sense.
No, I mean, if Trey Lance was in, they'd be very similar. They're good on the ground and play strong defense. And they have the same kind of gadgety run game.
Thank you, Bruce. Titans probably should have won that one.
Yeah, good battle.
Great.
What happened with Derrick Henry? What, they just sat him? What happened there? I was so confused.
To be honest, I fell asleep midway through the third quarter, which I didn't miss much until 5 minutes left in the game, which I rewatched. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question for you.
I mean, if you want to stop the Chiefs, fucking watch Titans film, right?
Yeah, seriously.
You got to be fucking very, like, very patient.
They got the recipe. Whether you have the guys to do it or not is correct. Another thing. But they do have the recipe for how it is done.
Well, that's what teams were doing the Chiefs. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Was it beginning of last year? Where they just made them fucking go 5 yards at
Bengals.
A time.
Yep. Bengals dropped four.
Did it to them in the AFC Championship, too.
Yeah.
I think
that was the first
now.
Game I think you could say the Chiefs really missed Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
They didn't have, you know what I mean?
Going forward, I am potentially looking at the Falcons against Carolina. I think Carolina might be
dead.
Might put a fork in them. Seattle's
you're going back to EJ on Thursday night. I thought it was for sure going to be Baker Mayfield Thursday night special.
Which I think they probably Baker came in and made some good throws.
Put Sam Darnold in. Come on, what do we got to lose? Show us everybody.
He's activated.
Get the catalog out there.
He's activated.
It's kind of a sleepy Falcon spot, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, boys.
You think it's a sleepy Falcon spot?
I do, kind of, yeah.
How come?
Oh, the Panthers stink. That's what they're saying.
They just played them. I would normally think that, but they just played them last weekend and had to.
I can't believe that they're playing again on
in
the
game of the year. They just played them last weekend.
Yeah, it was a banger. I just forgot about
Speaking of sleepy spots. Not to switch, but to switch. We said, fucking, hey, you go into Rutgers, it's sleepy early. You better fucking show up early.
I was fired up.
Not that quite as awesome. Sleepy as South Bend. Jeez Louise.
Jeez,
where were we on that? Which one did I get super? You know what? I wouldn't have made the pick, and I don't know if you would have either. Maryland going to Wisconsin and playing in a torrential downpour was not.
Not
the conditions.
Not
the conditions we needed for Maryland.
That's not cool. That was fucking brutal.
Man, you didn't know Ohio State was getting those conditions either.
Yeah, I mean that came out of nowhere. I was watching College Game Day actually, and that's when I figured out that it's raining sideways. The over is still sitting at 55. I had no cash out option on my bet. I was like, I'm fucked.
Hey, we did hit that. Hey, Friday night. 24-21. That one was all the way under. Watching, I thought overtime was gonna fuck us, and it didn't go overtime. Thank God.
Gonna score a tie at the end there.
Georgia, a bunch of dogs. Obviously, I mean that one was not even
sharp.
That one was not
sharp
close.
Side of the year.
That one was not close. Good. I mean, hey, the books. We talk about them. Those chandeliers. Yeah, they don't buy themselves. Yeah.
Whenever there are like four or five of the we need Georgia, that's when you know.
So I was feeling real good because I had Notre Dame and Clemson under. It was 14-0 at half.
Yeah.
There was 35 points scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. That always – I watched the whole game. That had the feeling of a bubble that was about to burst.
Not only was it 14-0 at half, it was 14-0 to start the fourth quarter, and I lost that fucking under.
The blocked punt and then throwing in Cade to just sauce a pick first pass was criminal scenes.
Clemson can't make the playoff now, right? They're dead?
Yeah, they're dead.
They are dead.
Michigan started sleepy, down at half, scored fucking 38-0. They outscored in the second half.
Yep.
LSU was an absolute fucking barn burner.
Laws of the universe with the favorite dog.
You're right.
That's
absolutely how it goes. TCU came back to cover.
They're 7-point dogs at Texas this weekend.
I know.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
TCU is 7-point dogs.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
It might be.
We were on Texas. They beat K-State.
Yeah.
What other one? Oh.
Deuce Vaughn is a dog, though.
Deuce Vaughn is a dog. Virginia, close one against Carolina.
Fucking Tar
Heels. UNC at Wake Forest this weekend.
What's the spread?
I don't know.
Three.
Wake's been playing bad.
Wake favored by three. I might dip my fingers in the Tar Heels.
Were any of you on Kansas or OK State?
I had the over of that
Kansas.
Game.
fucking Kansas at home as a dog. We should have been on that.
Yeah, we have been on Kansas, I feel like, as a show in general a lot this year.
I was pretty mad. I was mad about not having on the card.
I was on Tulane. They got that cover against Tulsa. Pitt winning covered against Syracuse. I think Syracuse is potentially dead.
Baylor, dude.
Oh, Baylor dude, team, right?
Five star.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Thanks, God.
I don't know if I'm giving up on Cuse yet.
You're not?
No, if their quarterback's back this weekend.
True.
They are 6.5 point dogs at home in the dome against Florida State.
Yeah, Wake, I missed out on the unders for Michigan and Clemson. Florida State, I mean, that was an absolute fucking soak. Glad we were on that side. Texas.
You can't stop betting against Miami. You have to. You got to see this. I'm taking Georgia Tech money line.
Washington State minus 4.5. Won by a billion against Stanford. What else do we have here? How about Iowa? 24-3. Yeah. I had the under in that one.
Scoring.
But.
So now Iowa is interesting. 1.5 point dog at home against Wisconsin this weekend.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'm excited to take a look at that.
I think that's a play on.
Play on?
Play on, lad.
As always, we will go through the college football games on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we'll go through all the NFL games
for
the upcoming week. But tonight, Monday Night Football. Ravens. Saints. Okay, so I had a side.
What say you, Tony?
I had a side.
Side.
I had a side that I really liked.
What's the angle?
What's the side?
And then I fucking remembered that side had a quarterback that's 0-12 on primetime.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Streaks. Hell yeah. Streaks over tonight, though.
What?
Saints. Saints plus 1.5 for me.
This feels exactly like Ravens Bucks.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I do not believe in the Saints at all. I think the Raiders absolutely stink, even though I bet on them every week. This is a short price. I love the Ravens money line.
Yeah, I'm hoping Lamar just comes out and does just Lamar Jackson like things tonight. Kind of reminds the league why he should be this year's MVP. Let's go, Lamar. I'm betting Ravens money line. I think I got it at minus 120. I would assume that the books probably need the Saints here, but
I would assume that
too. I could be wrong.
I'm with you, Tony. I love the Saints tonight.
Classic.
They are
80% is on Baltimore.
Hell yeah.
The Saints are top in the league at defending tight ends. I think it might be unlikely that Isaiah likely finds as much success as he did stepping in Mark Andrews went down. I just think that Kamara, Olave, and maybe some Taysom Hill action is more formidable than Lamar and Kenyon Drake, basically two-manning it with Duvernay on the outside. I'm on the Saints, and then I'm just laddering up Kamara yards and Olave 50-plus.
Is Duvey playing?
I think so.
Roquan Smith juice as well for the Ravens.
Ooh.
That's a base. He's a leading tackler in the fucking league.
That is true. With Queen still, good to go too, right?
Yeah.
Double-headed monster.
Okay. I think the Ravens are really good. I really do.
So wait, Bruce and I are on the Saints. You and Mitt are on the Ravens?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Matchup wise, if you guys are looking,
Ravens win by one, we all win.
If you're looking for here's my worry for tonight. Thank you, that'd be awesome. Ravens number one in yards per rush. The Saints are 17th in yards per rush. Not terrible, but not. It's definitely an advantage to Baltimore. So if you're looking for props, maybe Baltimore rushing, and then New Orleans has an advantage. Passing and rushing on offense versus Baltimore's defense. Something to look at there.
I have a sprinkle as well.
Huh.
Sprinkle.
I mean, more than a sprinkle, actually. Deshaun Jackson, touchdown, plus 310. Thank you
very much. That's it? It's only 310?
I thought it was going to be plus 700.
Should have been that at least.
That is a cheap price.
A couple congratulations. One to Boston Connor for his $40,000 win. Congrats.
Legendary. Congrats.
Two plus touchdown parlay. Slightly tough. More money. Congrats to Mattress Mack for winning $75 million on the Astros.
Fuck him.
Oh, Bruce is so mad about the shows. Bro.
What's wrong,
dude? I hope he's over-leveraged on his furniture companies and he's needs to use every not. Cent of that $75
million. You think his furniture company gave away $75 million in mattresses?
I don't know. It could get swept up in some conspiracies, start giving a lot of money to different shady figures.
What's your problem
with mattresses? It's the Strohs,
I just hate the Astros.
The Strohs are just... They were just... At the end of the day, they were just a much better ball club than the Phillies.
Well, I guess not. Congrats on Mattress Mack, then.
No, congratulations, Mattress Mack.
That's a big win.
Yeah, good for you. fuck off,
man. That whole scheme of betting on your team to win and hedging it against your free mattresses is quite the...
Genius.
It's quite the...
quite a gimmick.
Quite the gimmick. He
found the angle to be successful.
Yeah, he did. Quite the angle. Do you have college basketball plays today?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
All right, let's go to Nicholls State.
Here's... What?
Nothing.
I'm just making fun of the...
How many games are tonight? State? A bunch?
Yeah.
There's like 104.
Yeah, Jesus.
About a million.
126.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
How are you handicapping these?
So, last night... at about halftime of the Chiefs game, just fucking dove in, started reading random articles online about these teams.
It's great.
And I didn't even look at any of the bigger teams because those lines are just so absurd.
Yeah. Well, I saw today Baylor covered the 44.5 pretty easily.
I'll always stay with the smaller schools and like a short price is my kind of
I agree.
That's my college basketball that I know until we get to like the big games on Saturday where you can see a decent number
for sure.
But we're basically fucking throwing darts at the wall here, Tony.
Okay. So what do you have?
Okay. South Dakota State is getting 4 at Akron.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But I think South Dakota State might win that. I think that's too many points.
Yep, I like them too.
Siena, money line.
Siena way, it's for you.
At Holy Cross, okay. I like. If these numbers change, I'm sorry. This was like 2 a.m. last night.
You don't think Holy Cross, dude? That's a like there aren't tough barns in obscure college basketball games. They're just weird barns, and you know Holy Cross is just like playing in a church, basically.
Yep.
I like the Siena. Squad, to be honest. Penn State getting 1.5 at our beloved Northern Kentucky.
Okay.
I like Kent State there. Bowling Green, money line at home against Air Force. That's a short price.
Okay.
A
lot of action. A lot of action tonight.
Yeah, you had to do it. Ohio Bobcats getting 6.5 at Belmont.
Ooh,
really? I almost went the other way.
I was become a good basketball program the last
year. Yeah, they have
been. Feels like they're good across the board. Mitt's gonna hate this. Navy money line at his beloved William and Mary.
Okay,
what the fuck? Why are we betting against William and Mary?
They're playing Western Michigan,
huh?
This deep cut.
I can't pronounce this name and never can. So go ahead, Tony.
I can't. I mean, there's
you. You should. It's got to be first.
Canisius.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm fading Canisius. Youngstown State -3.5. This is my 5-star of the night, though. Memphis money line at Vanderbilt. I mean, Memphis is way better than Vanderbilt. This seems very short. They're -3.
Memphis actually, at the end of last season, I thought was going to make a run in the tournament. They finally like got it going.
They've had a huge buzz this year, too. I actually really like that pick. I might ride with you on that. They've had a huge buzz. this year with their recruiting class coming in.
Yeah, I like Memphis. Incarnate Word.
Yep.
Incarnate Word.
Yeah.
Incarnate Word. Getting 2.5 at home against North Dakota is absurd for the Word.
Yeah.
Good
football program. Wazoo's quarterback is actually probably fun.
You sound like a crazy person, Guppy.
Seattle money line at UCSD. Okay. I like Seattle there. Cal Baptist -3.5 at home for LBSU Long Beach.
Okay.
And then the Beavs money line at home against Tulsa, Oregon State.
A little midnight start there, right?
Okay.
9 p.m. on the West Coast. Pac-12 Network.
There you go. All right.
Coliseum.
Good on you, Gump. I don't care if a single one of those wins. I don't care if a single one.
Good luck out there. If it goes poorly, I'll be back with plenty more tomorrow.
I'll throw some out there, too. My opening night strategy implores a little bit more just betting on blue chip teams to blow out their inferior opponent.
Different.
Michigan -15.5.
Okay.
I actually like Iona -6.5.
Gales? Yeah, I'm not sure if you know this. We love this. The Gales are.
Yeah. I mean, they're up the block. I'm a huge fan. The Gales -6.5 with Penn coming to town. Don't think the Ivy League will hang around there. I'm with you on San Diego State Jackrabbits +3.5. I think that's a great spot for them to win outright. And then closing my college night with Gonzaga -29.5.
Good luck.
Just to kick your feet up.
San Diego State. Good squad last year, right?
Who's that?
San Diego State was good. They scored a lot of points
South
last year.
South Dakota State.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. San Diego State, good squad as well.
Good deep. Defense. They're more defensive.
It was a nice trip down memory lane seeing some of these schools.
Yeah, I'll see you guys January 2nd. I'll see you there.
Yep. Also, I'm not going to do it, but Dartmouth +6 at Fordham, they should probably be able to hang around.
Yeah, I've never – I'm not the biggest college basketball bettor here.
Let's do NBA then.
But I did see that Greg Odom's back in Indianapolis. He's fucking coached for the Butler Bulldogs home.
Greg, he
– yeah.
Greg Oden's a coach for the fucking...
He's assistant. He's an assistant coach. He's not that coach.
He's the director of, basketball operations.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea what they tweeted something about it. This is a strictly hype boy hometown. Kind of fucking root for the school, just like when they're relevant. So sure. I kind of have something to talk about. -18.5. I didn't know that University of Louisiana or
Cajuns?
Wherever this is, I didn't know they had a basketball program. So they don't have a football program.
We're talking ULO?
That's Louisiana Monroe.
I can't.
You son of a
I don't
bitch.
Know what you're saying.
I can't see what you're saying. Like what you're
Nobody
trying to
Nobody knows
read.
What you're talking about.
We're taking Butler -18.5. Greg Odom, he's back. He's back in town.
Right. You're going against the New Orleans Privateers.
I've never heard of that. Sorry, I don't want to cut the buffoon off. I know he's got a bunch of picks, but I have. The absolute lock of a lifetime,
okay,
gentlemen. Okay, more so than any fucking Golden Knights pick, which, as we know at this point, is a fucking lock every single time. You take everything you have, like I'm going to, and you fucking put it on the Iowa Hawkeyes -28.5 against Bethune-Cookman at home.
Yep.
Chris Murray.
I heard Bethune-Cookman can kind of shoot the best.
He is Keegan Murray. You know why? Because they are the exact same fucking person.
Wait, is Keegan Murray's brothers on the Hawkeyes? So there's another Keegan Murray?
His twin brother.
Whoa.
Yeah, yes.
He was on the team last year.
Tell him, Gumpy. I don't have the ears in, so I can't hear what you're saying.
He said he was on the team last
year. He was on the team last year.
Is,
Are both of McCaffrey's kids back? Oh, yeah.
What's
his name back? Phil Rabracha, or whatever the fuck his name is, the guy who is guaranteed to give you 4 points and 8 boards every single night and 5 fouls.
It's fucking what's
he's
his name
back.
Be jacking up 12 threes a game?
Bohannon is no longer there.
That's probably good.
No!
But, yeah. Maybe a down year. Everyone knows when Carver Hawkeye Arena opens up for the first night, they probably got some sweet bobblehead available to first 5,000 students or so. I like them -28.5 against Bethune-Cookman tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it.
That's what we need.
Hell yeah.
Take it or leave it.
What
match playing tonight? I don't know. Nick, whenever you're ready. Thank you, Ty. Connor.
I didn't know Afries were both there.
Come here. We just needed congrats.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go.
Congrats.
Legendary.
Dave, did the Dukes cover on Saturday?
The Dukes did cover.
Yeah, on goddamn Saturday. Right, they did.
Hammer Duke came and texted Tony.
Connor had all weekend. He texted me Saturday morning. He goes, Dukes today, right? I said, yeah, okay.
2.5
You don't just come on a Rooney Field and try to get a victory because you don't.
No. I'm
thinking it's the Dukes.
Yeah. And then, for those that don't know, Connor hit a plus $150,000, not dollar, $150,000 parlay.
We fucking did it. How many times? We've come on here a few times and
a few times.
Did the ridiculous parlays, and after, you know, 58 weeks maybe of betting them, they finally hit. It's awesome. Tonight, Bruins off a loss, hammer them, and Celtics in Memphis, probably take them too.
Okay.
Okay, something to think
about. I don't know. Maybe skip the Celtics.
Maybe skip the Celtics. But I took them because why not?
Let's stay under control, all right?
Okay. Congrats.
Hey, Celtics, thanks, guys.
Hammer down. Hammer down. Boys, run through.
Oh, add Florida minus 24.5 against Stony Brook.
The Brooks.
Why?
Yeah. Hearing rumblings about Stony Brook possibly not having any point guards on the roster right now.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but I heard Stony Brook Prep has fucking dogs, okay?
Yeah, they got dogs. You know, also has some dogs. The Phoenix Suns.
Oh, NBA.
Yeah, I like the Suns. The Suns money line. Okay. The Memphis Grizzlies plus 3.5 with the Celtics coming to town. And then the Cavaliers money line. I'm also going to just throw Zion overs together, okay, and might go to the game.
Gumpy. Yeah,
you have to throw the Pelicans minus the 5.5, even though like 90% of the money's on it. I have Houston plus 5, OKC minus 2, and the Knicks actually big play, Knicks plus the 3, Bruce.
How have the Knicks been this year, Bruce?
They've been pretty bad. A few back-to-back third and fourth quarter collapses, so not all as great in Knicks tape time. Might be time to get rid of Julius Randle.
So
if you're not hearing about the Knicks, they aren't playing well.
Jalen Brunson didn't turn the program around?
He's had a few great games, and he is a great guard.
I heard he can cover well.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Fuck. Gumpy, NBA tonight?
Suns money line at Philly. Bucks money line at Atlanta. Raptors getting 4 at Chicago. They just beat them yesterday. Celtics money line at Memphis. I like the Nets getting 6.5 at Dallas. Also, hey, KD seems to be on a bit of a mission on his own.
Yeah, he has to prove that it was the coach's fault, not his own.
Hell yeah. And Ben Simmons is back. He's been a huge help.
Did you guys?
Has he had more than 4 points in a game yet?
No.
I don't fucking know. I'm done with
that. That asshole lost me too much money. Fuck.
Ice. What's up, dude?
It's a little cold in here, huh? I suggest you get your glove zone. Tonight.
3 games.
Tonight.
3 game slate. Not the prettiest slate, but it is a slate. St. Louis.
The Blues. Blues.
Blues. Blues. Blues. Blues. Shipping up to Boston.
Hey.
That was good. Good harmonization there, boys.
We practiced.
The Blues. Blues. Blues.
Blues.
Have lost 6 straight in regulation. They've been outscored 30-10.
Jesus.
Blues. Man. Boston, meanwhile, 5-0 at home. They just had their win streak snapped by the Maple Leafs, of all people. Some people might say that was a little bit of the hockey gods having some karma for some recent transactions the Bruins have made.
Look it up on your own.
They seem to have corrected
that. Scumbag.
I said look it up on your own.
I said scumbag.
And I will go back to the well with the Bees. At home, I will go with Bees, 60-minute line, minus 136.
Is fucking Grice in that or not?
I'm with you.
Is Grice in that or not?
No, Linus Ullmark will be going against Binner.
If it was Grice, I was going to take the Blues.
Ullmark's 8-0.
quite good. I don't hate puck line here either. If you want to get in on the -1.5 is at +122 right now. Okay. So a good bit of value right there. The Bees can score.
Flames are on the aisle.
They are on the aisle. Is it? It's on.
No, no. You're...
No, this is a bunch of malarkey because you're like, it's Belmont Park. Like, I guess you would say on Long Island, but it's fucking in Long Island.
No. Nope.
Is Brooklyn on Long Island or is it in New York?
Shut up. Flames, Islanders.
Flames have lost four straight after a good start. They kind of struggled a little bit. Both these teams are coming off a loss. The Islanders had like four or five wins in a row, and then they lost 3-0 to the Red Wings. Weekend, that stuff.
I don't care if it's on or in. All I know is if fucking Isles win, you can catch me at Minnesota's after the game. Okay?
Well, if you're in Brooklyn, you're on Long Island.
We're not in Brooklyn.
You're in New York City.
They have a new stadium. They're not in Brooklyn anymore.
Speaking of going to Minnesota's, let's do that tonight. I will take the Islanders at home as a home dog +105. Calgary. Calgary's having some problems scoring. They need to figure it out. Gumpy, what are you thinking?
You ever been to Minnesota's?
Give me Calgary, brother. Oh. On in around the island.
Fucking take yourself to Minnesota.
Could be a good spot for them to bounce back.
There's a great DJ there all the time. Oilers are at the Caps.
Yeah. Edmonton coming off a 6-2 loss to the Texas Hockey. But despite that, they've won 5 of their last 7. The Caps are winless in their last 4.
Yikes.
Winless in 4, and they've dropped 5 of the last 6. To give you the full point of view, paint the picture a little bit better there. McDavid, Dreisaitl, both tops in the leagues in points, as you would expect. Listen to this, the Caps injury list.
Boom!
Nick Backstrom, out. Tom Wilson, out. Oshie, out. Connor Brown, out. Hagelin, out. John Carlson, out. And now Orlov left their last game. Didn't practice on Sunday. Probably going to be out.
What happened to that scumbag tried running somebody and he got hurt?
Probably.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could have been.
And a lot of Russian spies getting deported, too. Probably tough.
For Gumpy's boy, Stu Skin, is in net for the Coilers.
Stusker.
Give me the oil. Coming to town on the money line.
Love it.
Yeah, this is fucking Alberta special tonight, boys. Give me the Oilers money line. Oilers and Calgary.
Hey, good luck.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck on the ice. Good luck on the court tonight, Mitt.
Hell yeah.
Bruce. Gumpy.
Thank you.
Good luck on the court.
Who nothing like 22 bets on Monday.
Good luck on the turf to all of us.
Yeah. Hey, just a quick word. College basketball picking back up. Unit control. Don't get crazy. You don't know who's going to win the Colgate-Sanford basketball game.
I'd like to think we do.
Yeah, maybe. I'd like to think we do, too.
Maybe.
Maybe, but also probably not. Yeah. No Champs League tomorrow, correct?
Nah. World Champions League draw was fucking...
I saw fucking AC Milan's going to have some problems, I can tell you that.
Conte's old squad.
Yeah, I can tell you they're going to have some problems, okay?
It's nice that Real Madrid can take us out back before the final this year.
Oh, yeah. They have had some trouble. Yeah. They've had some trouble with Real.
They are our fucking kryptonite,
dude. I actually talked to Conte, and he told me
you had a one-on-one?
Ari's going to play all 90 as much as he can. Wow. So.
Oh, of course. I mean, not as much as he can, no matter what.
How are things with Conte as the family?
He's really enjoying fucking the space.
I bet. When's the fucking World Cup, dude? Let's get it going this month, actually.
Yeah,
let's get it going.
Look at those lines are fucking disgusting.
There's actually a ticket out there. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Is there a ticket out there?
It's a insane ticket. Let me see. There it is.
What is it? Belgium.
This guy bet $25. It was Kansas men's basketball to win the championship, Golden State to win the championship, Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup, AC Milan to win Serie A, Los Angeles FC to win, which hell of a game, Man City to win the Premier League, and then France to win the World Cup.
Wow.
25 to win 557,000. He just needs France to win the World Cup.
They are very banged up heading in.
Yeah, I would just put a $10,000 hedge on everybody else.
Yeah,
you want to know what? I found a bet this weekend that I actually really like, Tony.
Yeah,
you can bet on the winning confederation.
Yeah.
So you can bet on South America. So essentially for +210, you're getting Brazil and Argentina when Brazil is the favorite to win it.
Correct.
Brazil's the favorite.
Did I see Fonz is out?
Who?
Fonz.
He did something to his hammy. The fact that Bayern Munich tweeted out that he was going to be fine makes me just think that they're saying that so everybody in Canada doesn't want to kill them yet. But, I mean, Belgium first game. Fucking good luck, lads. Throwing six studs.
don't sleep on Croatia either.
I mean, we're gonna have to get creative, man, because there's so many big favorites in
I saw Serginho Dest maybe go hurt again.
We're going to have some same-game parlays going.
Oh, I can't wait. Wait for the cross-fucking sport boost on during World Cup.
Oh.
Harry Kane Harry Kane's the favorite for the fucking golden boot.
It's not gonna happen.
Over Mbappe and Benzema and Messi and Neymar.
I think he was the favorite for during Euros.
Oh yeah, but I mean, we got a little bit more on the docket here. With fucking Messi, Neymar, Cristiano. Jesus,
can't wait to parlay Argentina with Michigan to beat Ohio State. It's gonna be awesome.
All right, tomorrow we have Maxion returns. We'll also go through the full NFL slate. Wednesday, there's three games of Maxion each night, Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah.
Roll me up and smoke me.
Yeah, buckle up. We're in it, boys. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.